education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Pair of socks on for your boots and your shorts and a little something with two holes cut in it. You ready to fight? You were using your imagination. And you was chopping up the enemy, boy. Chop, chop, chop. Could nobody whoop you. Right? What happens is the world tries to take all that from you and make you a cookie cutter, especially the church, a robot. You just go to church, pay your tithes, read your Bible, and behave yourself. Don't you do nothing else. And for a lot of people, that's how they view church. We ain't here to behave ourselves. We're here to take over. We're here to take dominion in the realm called earth. Upon this rock I will build my church, and hell, the very gates of it, shall not prevail. In other words, we came to take it over. We came to take it back. Amen. See, what's wrong, and this is the indictment, don't be offended, but this is the indictment against the church. The church, for a long time, has inherited the world's leftovers. And you know why? Because of the lack of creativity. Folk get in church and don't want to change. Get saved and just want to hold on to Jesus, girl. What you holding on to? If you're going to experience something you never experienced, you got to do something you've never done. If you're going to have something you never had, you got to become something you never been. That's not a bad change. That's a good change. God ain't mad at you. If you want something new, you got to discard something old. You want to think differently? You got to get rid of some stinking thinking. Amen. Look at somebody right now. Don't get offended. Tell them, get out of that mental ghetto. Come on, we're going to be like the Jeffersons. We're going to move up to the east side. We're moving on up. Get out of that mental ghetto. Stop letting the world or the systems of the world or people or situations, troubles. Paul said we're troubled on every side, yet we're not distressed. Why? Because we know that all things work together for the good. That my God is a very present help in time of trouble. Before the trouble came, God already had a solution. Nothing surprises God. Nothing blindsides the God that we serve. We're his children. He's obligated, covenanted to provide for us. Tell somebody, dream big. Stop nickel and diming God. Where the issue arises, a lot of times people get in a hurry with stuff. I wanted to open up with a Hebrews chapter 3 and 4. Read it sometime when you read it. But it talks about entering into his rest. See, when you rest in your faith, God goes to work. When you are all anxious and troubled and worried about stuff, God stops working. Because you're working. But when you come into that place of faith rest, there remaineth yet a rest for the people of God. And it comes through believing. There was a scribe that asked Jesus, what shall we do to work the works of God? He said, this is the work of God, that you believe on him. Hello? What am I supposed to do? Well, first, believe. Out of that, God will direct you in what corresponding actions are necessary. Any man that come to God, he must first believe that he is. And that he's a rewarder. Amen? Imagination is everything. It is the preview of life's coming attractions. That's a quote by Albert Einstein. Probably in our time, a man who God gave use of the more of his brain than anybody else. You know, we really operate only with less than a tenth of our brain capacity. Imagine when things change and God puts it all on us. See, in heaven, it's like that. When someone enters that glory or that realm, they know even as they are known. Say somebody over here on this west side. I don't know their name, but we're both going to heaven. I'll know their name. They'll know my name. They'll know all about me. I'll know all about them without speaking a word. Because nothing is hidden there. Folks is operating on 100% capacity. Imagine your joy being full. Imagine joy, you just can't stand it. You just don't know what to do with yourself. It's going to be like that. The glory, the glory, the glory. But see, in order to even experience that, this body's got to be changed. We know in part. We have the earnest, the down payment in the person of the Holy Spirit. But when it breaks out and we are changed, time, space, distance will have no authority over you. When Jesus was resurrected, he appeared to his disciples, walked right through a wall. They got afraid. He said, touch me. I'm flesh and bone. Amen. It's going to be different. So imagination is everything. Go back to imaging in your mind. Keep the word the focal point. See, because there's a lot of stuff that comes that's contrary to the word that'll take you off or deceive you or block you. But if it's not in the word, it's like the word of God says, by his stripes, I am healed. Well, how come you got off of that? Because what the doctor said. Okay, God gives them knowledge. Maybe some things have changed, but why did you get off the word? I declare, if you'll stay on the word, the word will do something for you that nothing else can do. Amen. It'll do what the doctors are limited. What they don't have, the word has it. Tell somebody, stay on the word. Excellence is never an accident. It's always the result of high intention, sincere effort, and intelligent execution. It represents the wise choice of many alternatives. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Your destiny is not by chance. Child, you just lucky. Destiny is not a matter of chance. I don't care what philosophers have said. Go back to your word. As a matter of fact, everything you have ever needed or will ever need, look at somebody and tell them, is here right now. Sometimes molecules and atoms are waiting for you to say the right thing. To look into something with your imagination. See, your imagination sees into a realm that we don't see with our eyes. See, this realm is very limited. We see with our senses, we hear. How many know you can hear stuff you don't hear with your ear? Now the east side. I said. How many know you can hear stuff with this ear that you can't hear with this ear? We playing games here or what? It's true. God will give you sight beyond sight. Hearing beyond hearing. Sometimes you're talking. I know many times I'm preaching. I'm not even preaching to y'all. I'm preaching into the atmosphere. I'm preaching into our future. Amen. We're plowing a pathway into the future so that tomorrow when you go on that job, something has changed. Something has shifted because we released it. Amen. We're not talking about what is. We're talking about what's coming. We're talking about what really is. We're talking about stuff from another world, another dimension, the spirit realm, where we have already been blessed with every spiritual blessing, not just some. God, see, God is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the author and the finisher. God don't start stuff and not finish it. As a matter of fact, before he starts it, he finishes it. Somebody needs to catch that. That's why he says in Genesis, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Wait a minute. Lord, you got this backwards here. It's the morning. Then it, no, Lord said, no, 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 no. See, I'll go all the way to the end. I finish it. And then I back up and I started. So the evening and the morning were the first day. That's how it ought to be in your life. Tell somebody your life ought to be a song. A rhythm. A melody. A cadence. Amen. A beautiful song. Because you're a child of the King. Excellence is never an accident. Let me give you a little bit of history on the creation story. God is a God of variety. I already mentioned the stars. If you ever study astronomy to any degree, you'll see. If you just got a glimpse of the vastness of our solar system, I did this in school once, and I think I can quote it almost accurately. But we had to do an experiment once. We had to take an orange, and we had to take, I think it was 9 pebbles. And you took the orange and you set it at the end of a block, a city block. Then you walked 2 blocks, took first pebble and set it there. At the end of the experiment, you had to go, I think it was close to 3 miles to order to set it down. But that was just the distance from our sun in relation to the planets in our solar system. Just to give you an idea, you're setting it there, and then you got to go 3 miles. And that's just our little tiny dot that twinkles every now and then in this vast solar system. Pastor and I went to Cape Canaveral once, and we went through the NASA Hubble telescope exhibit. It's hard to even fathom that's real, but it is. The pictures that they can take of the solar system, I'm you're talking about deep space. Deep space. And it don't change. It's stars after stars after stars after stars after stars. And I don't know how many millions and millions and millions and millions of miles they see out there. Amen? God is a God of variety.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.